This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Looking out at the empty sidewalks, the closed restaurants and stores, and the general lack of traffic on our streets, it's hard to talk about anything other than COVID-19. Oh, we could dwell on the downside and the gloom and doom, of which there's plenty. After all, one death is one too many, and we unfortunately seem to be losing many, many Americans each and every day to this virus. But rather, let's talk about the American spirit and what makes America great. Hey, we're all Americans, and we've been hit from all sides by catastrophes, be they pandemic, weather, economic, or even all-out war. When these things happen, we do what we've always done to make America great. We band together, we tough it out, and we make it through the crisis. That's what America does, and that's what America will do this time, too. I don't know why, but I'm feeling a bit hopeful this week. It appears that most folks here in the basin are paying attention to the stay-at-home order, social distancing, and personal hygiene. We may not like it, but we're doing it, and the results are starting to show. Think about it this way. We're running a marathon, and it looks like we've made it past the halfway point, meaning there's no point in stopping. Just keep on going to the end. Sometimes it's hard not to get depressed, especially if you happen to pay attention to the national media. Frankly, the national media, along with many politicians, are simply a disgrace. In the midst of this pandemic, the national media still want to criticize the president at every turn. Doesn't matter what he does, the media will tell you it's wrong. Then there's the politicians. How does funding the Kennedy Center or funding green energy or making sure illegal aliens get paid, how does that help Americans overcome the COVID-19 virus? It doesn't, and it's shameful, and yet it continues every day. No, they're going to form committees to investigate how the president and, to some degree, the government handled the pandemic. Give me a break. Get all of us out of harm's way, then worry about what happened leading up to the crisis. Common sense, right? Well, not in Washington, D.C. But that rant aside, I feel we are making headway on the situation. It doesn't seem to be as bad as it was a few weeks ago, and there's been progress on treatment. Some areas of the country have been hit hard, but many, many areas are making their way through this with a lot less losses than we imagined only a few weeks ago. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, so I'm going to continue looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, and I think it's coming. We need to continue avoiding crowds, washing our hands, and sanitizing everything in sight, and of course, social distancing. I think we're going to be doing that for quite some time, even after this event ends, and that's all right. I do agree with the president that the cure cannot be worse than the disease, and so far, it has been. But hopefully, by the end of this month, we can start putting Americans back to work and slowly get this economy back on track and once again prove that America is tough, resilient, and will band together when needed to defeat any and all enemies, regardless of what they are. Besides, my hands are getting raw from washing them all the time, and I smell like an alcoholic from all the hand sanitizer. But the upside is, instead of being at work all day, I've been spending a lot of time with a very nice lady in my home who claims she's my wife. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.